You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Calling all lovers of mystery, prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, I need to say something, and I don't want you to be scared.
Okay.
You need to start your holiday shopping now. But do not, I repeat, do not stress over it, because you can find everything you need for everybody at Voyage AC. Voyage AC has gorgeous face and body products for every age and gender, beautiful scents, phenomenal candles, like even the big votive ones for in front of the fireplace, and scents for the home.
Well, that's a huge relief, honey.
Right? I know. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VoyageEtci.com.
And even during the holidays, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount, which I love, to all our listeners right now. Hey, that's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and scents for all your holiday shopping.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge, our season 11 sponsor.
Oh, they're incredible partners. We just love them. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that I wear their leggings every day. In fact, I'm wearing them right now.
You sure are.
Because they're not just for working out, but they're for working. They're running errands, going to lunch every day. And let me tell you, Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA. They're made by women and for women. The company is incredible. I keep telling you that, but it's true. Female and minority owned. Everything they make makes your booty look amazing. All the dresses, the tops, the lounge and sleepwear, and their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets, perfect for your cell phone. There's a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
And they make an easy gift for anyone who loves comfort and style. Not only does Laura live in her cute booty leggings, my mother-in-law, Linda, does too, and they both look amazing.
Aww.
So head over to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
Yes, you better pull up that website right now and get this deal. 15% off is amazing.
Right? So head to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep, thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep, we are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah, and you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, and depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep, and it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi, as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I'm Laura Cathcart-Ravens, and today I'm going to be reading you an excerpt from Chapter 9 of The Accidental Gangster. And if you were listening earlier this week, you heard Mr. Ori Espada. We interviewed him about his life and his book, which is of the same title, and here's a little bit about Ori. Orlando Ori Espada sold insurance for a Prudential insurance company where he was a leading agent for years. Eventually, he moved to Beverly Hills, California, where he became known as a Hollywood fixer, doing favors for A-list celebrities and others. People referred to him as the Hollywood mob boss. In 2008, he was arrested at his home in Beverly Hills and was brought to Brooklyn on a Columbo crime family RICO indictment. Ori finished his time at the U.S. federal prison in Lompoc and returned to Beverly Hills, where he is involved in a few film projects and other legitimate businesses. His critically acclaimed book, The Accidental Gangster, is the true story of his life. He lived it, he owns it, and takes full responsibility for the actions of his past. So this is kind of in the first quarter of the book, where we are introduced to the players in the Columbo crime family, and Sonny is the head of that family. And the chapter is called Sonny, appropriately. Chapter 9, Sonny. I was not only meeting important people in the entertainment industry, I also met and became close friends with John, Sonny, Francisi of the Columbo crime family. It happened because of my relationship with Walter Fiveson. I'd begun spending a lot of time in all my winters in Florida. One day, Walter called me to tell me he had an appointment in New York City to pitch his polyglycote program to Victor Potomkin, owner of Potomkin Cadillac. At that time, Potomkin was the largest caddy dealership around and would be a very profitable account. Walter asked me to meet him there. I knew who Victor was. He used the same barbers at the Warwick Hotel that I did. He was always well-groomed and impeccably dressed. I told Walter I'd be there. When I arrived at the dealership, he went into Victor's office. Walter and one of Victor's employees were seated around Victor's desk. After the formal introductions, I said I needed to use the bathroom before the meeting began. Victor pointed to the bathroom door and said, "We left you something. Enjoy." I got inside, shut the door, and looked around for whatever it was I was supposed to enjoy. Not seeing anything, I stepped over to the toilet, lowered my zipper to do my business. As I stood there, I noticed it. On top of the toilet tank were two lines of white powder. I was sure it was cocaine. I had never done cocaine and wasn't interested. I finished what I was doing, blew the powder onto the floor, and left. "Well, how did you like it?" Victor's guy asked. "It was great, thanks." What else could I say, right? The meeting was successful, and Walter closed the deal. Afterward, Victor invited us all to the 21 Club for lunch. We took Victor's limo to the restaurant and were seating around the table when Walter left to call his office. When he came back, he was as pale as a ghost. He leaned over and whispered in my ear, "Kid, I got another death threat." I knew he had received phone threats before, but I figured they were bullshit because a serious killer probably wouldn't give his target a warning. But this latest threat was different. It was more specific. Walter had hired his brother-in-law to work for him. Not long afterward, warranties began showing up with numbers Walter hadn't issued. He investigated and found that someone was offering customers an inferior polyglycote-type product and that their warranty was being given under Walter's business. He knew the warranty piece of the scam had to be an inside job, and putting two and two together, he figured his brother-in-law had to be the inside guy. He planned to fire him, but this latest threat said that if he fired the guy, he'd be killed. "What do you want me to do?" I asked. "Kid, I know you're plugged in. Don't go back to Florida right away. Stay here and see what you can find out. I'll cover your expenses." I got back to the Warwick and called Frank Russo in Rome. I told him what was going on with Walter and asked if he knew anybody who might be able to find out who was behind the threats and help straighten things out. Frank told me to call Lou Perry, the casting agent he had introduced me to previously. "Lou knows a lot of people. He'll be able to put you in touch with whoever you need to talk with," Frank said. I called Lou and told him the story and that I wanted to get the problem resolved. He told me he'd get back to me. It wasn't very long, probably a half hour or so, and he called me. "I'll stop by your hotel at 7. We're going to go out to dinner and I'll introduce you to someone who can help you out." Lou showed up on time and we took a cab to Trattoria Siciliana restaurant on 2nd Avenue. I learned later that it was owned by Sonny's son-in-law, Eugene, who was married to Sonny's daughter from his first marriage, Lorraine. Eugene and I became very good friends. He ended up owning 5 restaurants, and this was the first of many meetings that Sonny and I would have at Trattoria. On one of those occasions when I arrived, Sonny was just finishing a conversation with another guy. He said to me, "Kid, say hello to John." It was John Gotti, who went on to fame as the boss of the Gambino crime family. Anyway, on that first day, the place was packed, and Lou brought me to a table and introduced me to the legendary Sonny Francesi and his wife, Tina, his daughters, Gia and Tina, and his son, John. Sonny had me take the seat right next to him so we'd be close enough to talk without being overheard. I thought he was a very good-looking guy, and I figured he had to be pretty smart to climb the organized crime ladder the way he had. We didn't start talking right away, so I looked around the place. I saw a few guys I suspected were part of Sonny's crew, and some more I took for the law. Sonny told me later I was right. His boys and some FBI agents were right there at that bar and other tables. After a while, he leaned toward me and whispered, "Explain to me this problem your friend is having." I told him everything I knew, also in a whisper. He took both my office phone number in Rome and my Florida phone number. He said he'd try to find out what this could be about and get back to me. With our business out of the way, I ordered fish. Sometimes I'm allergic to fish, depending on the waters it comes from. Well, I was allergic to this one and got very sick, with vomiting and diarrhea. Sonny had two of his guys, Johnny Irish and Red Crabby, take me to the New York City hospital. I passed out during the ride and woke up lying in a hospital bed. With my eyes still closed, I heard the doctor who was treating me ask Johnny and Red, "I need to know the patient's name." One of them answered, "No, doc, you don't need to know that." "What about your names then?" "You don't need to know them either." I was released a couple hours later, and Johnny and Red drove me to the Warwick. The next day, I flew back to Florida. Sonny and his family never forgot about me getting sick, and it became part of the conversation whenever I was around them. Little did I know how close I would become with this entire family in the years ahead, right up to my arrest 30 years later. Michael, Johnny, Tina, and Gia were all the children of Tina. Tina told me that Michael was a year and a half old when she met Sonny, and eventually Sonny legally adopted him. Gia would eventually die of an overdose in a motel in Florida, and Johnny would become a crack addict. Young Tina died of cancer the same week we were all indicted, and their mother died of cancer shortly after the trial. I also got to know Sonny's 3 children from his first marriage, Carmine, Lorraine, and Rosemary. These 3 children all grew up to become law-abiding citizens. On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.